Yeah. I'm an only child, too, so I understand that. Could you tell me about some of the games that you might have played as a child? First, about hiding games?
I tried to think about some of those. We played a game called Red Light. We played a game called Hunter, Hunter, Hero.
I never heard of that. What's that?
All of them are very similar, where one side would go one way and one would go the other and hide out in lanes or in fields or behind trees and houses. And you'd leave one person on each side to guard the base to keep them from coming in. And of course, we played a lot of hockey with tin cans and sticks in the middle of the street.
Yes.
And we made pluffers. And
made what?
Pluffers.
What's a pluffer?
That's a piece of material you get from an elderberry tree, and it's hollow.
Hmm.
And you put china berries in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a plunger that goes into the, like a cannon, like a little ramrod. And you'd put one china berry in one end, one the other, and by compression, it would force one out. And of course, we fought many, many wars with pluffers.
Could you get hurt?
Not bad, but just a berry off a tree.
What
but I haven't seen them in years.
What about line and running games?
Did a lot of running games. Play Hunter, Hunter, Hero, like I said, and hide and go seek, and mainly games to just try and outdo the other side or outdo the other person.
Any games, I guess this would be mostly little children, where you get in a ring.
And do Ring Around the Rosie and play...
thank you. Really fitting me out well with ice here.
Yes.
See, I need it. You don't want to put
course
that on
used,
the rug.
Oh, that won't hurt. We used to have the maypole in school, which I'm amazed that I danced around.
I never did that. I've always heard about it.
Of course, Drop the Handkerchief was a very popular game.
Yeah, I played that too.
In London Bridges.
Do you have any ball games, not organized games, but just games that the kids would get out and play?
We played a lot of softball and baseball. Now, half rubber is a game that I think was invented in Savannah. You would take a hard rubber ball and cut it in half, and one person would pitch the half rubber, and he would have a catcher, and there'd be a batter who would try and hit that half ball with a broom handle. And there's been a lot written about it, because the game more or less started right here in Savannah.
Is it hard to hit?
Yes, it is.
Were there any rough games where people might get hurt?
Yes, we used to play games where one side would gang up on the other side and the big boys would try their best to maul the little ones. And
did that have a name?
Just, well, they played that out at Bethesda when we were with these orphan boys. They tricked the little boys into playing it and then got them in the middle, and then the big boys would pile on them.
Oh,
I think it was called pile on.
That sounds awful.
The boys
children
are
so
like,
cruel.
Oh, they are cruel.
Did you ever play a game with a knife?
Yes, to stand up and throw your knife in the ground to see who could stick it up. And
does that have a name?
What did we call that?
Is that Mumbly Peg?
Mumbly Peg, that, I haven't heard that word in ages, my goodness. And then as I got older, we all had hunting knives as Boy Scouts, and sometimes we got foolish and threw knives at each other when we ducked behind trees.
Ooh, that sounds like a very dangerous game.
That was dangerous. I wouldn't recommend it.
Did you ever play with a rope?
Jump rope, yes.
Did the boys play that, or was it just the girls?
No, boys would play.
Mm-hmm. How about with marbles?
I guess I've worn out a lot of fingernails with marbles, and marbles seems to be coming back.
Yeah.
All the little boys that we were with